This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello, hello, my lovely listeners and my amazing co-host, Jono.
Hello, I'm here too. Woohoo!
That's very excitable of you, Jono.
I know, sorry.
I'm going to have to like turn down the mic now. I looked at that and I'm just like, oh my God, that's gone into like red territory.
Oh.
That's what's this?
We're in the red zone.
In the red zone, which is not a good zone to be in on when you're like on the radio, when you're broadcasting.
When you're broadcasting. How's your week been?
I've had a really good week this week.
Yeah? Can't wait to hear about it at my favourite segment.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure we're going to touch on it.
Well, maybe. No, we will, because yeah, be like, that's what the segment is all about.
Yeah, right? But more importantly, what are we gossiping and chatting about today?
Oh, one of the things that we all have to do unless we're filthy rich.
Oh, okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, and it's not a P. Diddy party.
Oh! A freak off.
No, a freak off. It's not that. You don't have to be filthy rich for that. So just it's chores.
What?
Chores.
What chores?
Just chores.
There's a joke there. I'll have to tell you after.
What?
No.
What's mine?
So my dad would say, if you've done your chores and you go, what chores? And it sounds like, what's yours?
What's yours?
And my dad would go, tea with milk and two sugars, please. It's one of my dad's jokes, literally. A dad joke.
Literally, yes. It sounds like one too.
Oh, chores. Love it.
Yeah. And it's just because I was thinking, oh, I hate them.
Oh, do you?
Well, yeah, but... But you know what?
Go on.
Ooh. I think it's a bit more challenging when you are single. Maybe I'm just being lazy. I don't know how, if you're a single parent or a person who is in a relationship and then the other person doesn't do anything. Because I tell you what, for me, it's hard enough. I can barely look after myself and I'm by myself. You're struggling.
I just, my headphones aren't working properly. I can only hear out of one ear. Right. Sorry, guys. and it's like, am I loud enough? I just can't hear. But no, I can hear
you
better
are,
now.
There you we are go. Loud enough.
This is what happens when someone's in the studio before you and you come in and they've had a little tinker. Someone should be doing their chores in here and making sure everything's working properly. I don't know.
That's right.
No, I'm joking.
I guess that's almost like the first point. Like, how do you approach your chores, Jono?
Oh, God. Look, my house is, people say it's immaculate.
Oh,
so when I have house inspections, like she's like, I don't even have to come in and view your house. I know it's going to be fine. I was like, well, come in because just so you can report back.
Mm.
But how do I tackle it? Sometimes if there's something really big that needs doing, I'll put a weekend aside. So like I need to clean out all the kitchen cupboards.
So you're on the weekend.
Yeah.
You're a weekender.
Because I don't have time through the week. My time after work is my time to switch off and not do a single thing unless I've got an event or a work thing.
Mm.
But I clean as I go.
I've got
a dishwasher.
Yes.
That helps.
Can I talk about my dishwasher?
Does it serve me dinner at the same time?
No, it doesn't serve you dinner at the same time.
I wish
I had a dishwasher that did that, right? Isn't that the dream? No, it's not
Isn't
the dream.
That a boyfriend?
Well, I guess. Wouldn't it be great? No, I've always, like a maid or just a maid. Like a male maid or what do they call it? A butler.
Amelda.
Amygdala.
Amelda.
Amelda.
Amelda the maid.
Amelda.
Go on.
Amelda the maid.
What does your dishwasher do that mine doesn't?
I've got a feeling. The fact that I've got one.
Oh, you like it?
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Like, I rented for 20 years,
yeah.
Right, before I purchased. And I never had it. Well, I only had one dishwasher, and that was pretty rubbish. And I...
Just say, what was his name? Go on.
Non-existent, that's what his name was. Now that I've got one, it's the best thing. Like, it's so good because I don't waste 20 minutes and hundreds of litres of water on doing the dishes. And I'm very indulgent in this. I put on the dishwasher multiple times.
Do you? In a day or in a week?
Oh, in a week. Absolutely. Sometimes twice in a day.
What?
Yeah.
You're a big eater though, aren't you?
I am a big eater, but I just... but, and f- so for me, like the chores, I will, at least the dishwasher, I love, and it's the best gadget.
Well, it keeps on top of your washing, like you're washing your dishes through the week, doesn't it? You can store them in there, and when it's time to clean them, you just press the on button and then put them away. So that kind of helps through the week. But I'm like, I have a duster or a feather duster in my hand through the week now and again.
Oh, you with a feather duster.
I
want to discuss more of this.
Are you?
And I want to discuss you with a feather duster.
Leave my feather duster out of this.
Go, talk to me.
Okay, yeah. So you said, how do I prepare for doing chores and things like that? And yeah. I'm part of it is...
Oh, sorry, everyone.
Yes.
I meant to cut you off. Oh. Because today we're talking about chores, everyone.
Are we?
As single people with chores and getting them done. Just letting people know in case they've just tuned in, Jono.
Oh, yeah.
Just how to know
rude.
What, I know, right?
How rude of us. Yes. I'm sorry, people. If you're late, then don't do it again.
Don't do it again.
I'm joking. So chores. Before that, we were talking about dishwashers and how that helps through the week if you've got one, or if it's a husband or a partner, that's even better. But we've actually got dishwashing machines that we can just load up and clean, and it helps with that buildup of sort of chores and tasks.
Yes.
I have like a little extended duster because I, you know, just to do the cobwebs in the corners of the room, I have a little dust cloth and I just go across with my cloth through the house through the week. I'm always getting my Dyson out. I love a good Dyson vacuum session. It only takes 10-15 minutes to run around the house.
I want to hear about your Dyson.
Oh.
And I want to hear, tell me more about this feather duster, because I can't get on top of my dusting. And I think you may have just come up with a really cool hack. I don't know, whatever you just said.
Oh.
Just tell me again, because I'm just like, so what do you mean you go around the house just dusting every day?
Not every day, but like every once a week or something, I just grab it. Like if I know things need doing, squirt it with a bit of polish and go like on my photo frames on the walls and my dining room table and my sides, my amenity when you come in the door, the photo frames, the TV, it all gathers dust.
So... do you, okay, so because I hate dusting, and maybe because I don't have a feather duster, because I use a cloth.
Well, yeah, I've got like a cloth as well.
I find that just...
because I like doing that, because then my sides smell nice of like a really nice furniture.
Oh, I can't smell, so whatever.
Oh, then the feather duster is good for those hard to reach places.
Is it quicker with a duster?
No, I don't feel that it gets a lot of dust off with them, like if rather than a cloth, like on the TV and stuff. I use them for like the corners of the walls. And like I've got like a staircase, so there's like a shelf on the staircase. I can't always reach properly, so I use my feather duster on extending arm thing.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is just dusting and washing.
But that just, doesn't it just move the dust? Doesn't suck it
no,
up?
No, it's got like a cloth where it sticks to it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where did you get this?
Bunnings.
Bunnings.
Somewhere like that. You can get them at almost
What's
any
that?
Place.
No, just
stop it. You go to Bunnings for the sausage.
I do.
Sizzle.
I do go to Bunnings.
Sausage sizzles
for
on a weekend.
My hardware needs.
Oh, I'd love a good... anyway, we digress. But yes. So I try and stay on top of everything as much as I can. Otherwise, it just gets too much. And then there's like a point in your life where you're like, I can't do this. It's too much. I just try and clean things out. Like not long ago, before summer. Now, I know we're getting into winter now.
Mm-hmm.
But I like packed all my winter clothes. I threw out some old clothes, put them to charity, dusted out cleaned out all the wardrobes, the suitcases, and just swapped everything around again.
Oh, my God.
I'm always on top.
You're good.
Thank you.
It seems like you're more scheduled, which is interesting. So let's talk about your planning, your chores.
I always have a playlist for chores.
Yes. So do I.
And that song would be on there. It's on my playlist called Yas Queen.
Oh.
Yeah, I've got a Yas Queen.
I reckon you'll have a good playlist.
Playlist. It's just full of dance tunes and tunes and just...
because here's a little tip as well. I Spotify.
Yes.
One of the tips for doing your chores is get your music on. Get your music on.
Yeah.
You literally go to Spotify and say house cleaning music.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it comes up with a decent set.
I, at home, have the little box. If I say it now, my phone will pick it up.
Right, well, don't do that.
But you say, hey, play Yas Queen playlist.
Lovely.
And she plays it. Or is it a hit at home? I don't know. So I have that on, and then if I'm in deep cleaning mode, I will do that. But you were a bit confused about something I said, right? You
wanted so before the break, you said that you like to not do things during the week because you come home and want to relax and you kind of just do things on the weekend. And then just before this one, you were all like, oh, look, I like to sort of, you know, organize and plan. I'm like, what are you talking about, Jenna? I'm confused. Explain yourself, young man. Explain yourself.
It depends what mood I'm in. Most of the time, I will wait.
Give Alice some tips.
I'll wait till like a weekend. But in the week, the dishwasher will be on. There might be a duster in the hand just to like clean a little spot clean here and there.
Yeah.
I might have to do some washing on a Thursday, Friday because it's coming to the weekend. It's just going to like help with the load on the weekend.
Yeah. So you're doing stuff. You're not
doing
just sort of coming home
gradually.
Seeing,
yes.
Yeah. So little bits here and there.
Just little bits here and there.
That's a good hack. Little tips. I do that too. Little tips.
Yeah. Just little bits. Just being on top of it. I mean, I've even thought of having a roster, but I have got a calendar like next to my fridge on a wall that I can write. It's like a whiteboard. So I've got events in, like when we're here at the studio and things like that, and if other things are in.
Does that help you?
It does. Yeah, I need to visualize what I'm doing on a weekend.
Yeah.
So when I'm at home, if someone asks me on the phone or something, I can see. But when I'm at like on my phone in public or whatever, I haven't got my laptop. I've got three different calendars.
Mm.
So I've got my iPhone calendar, then my Google one, and then I got my work one. So it's sometimes a bit confusing. So at home, I need to combine all three so I know what I'm doing and when I'm doing it and when I can clean or when I can, you know, this month, at the end of this month, I need to the kitchen, which means oven. It means cleaning everything out, the microwave, all the dishes, all the cupboards, the fridge, everything.
What?
I have to have like a full-on clean. Like, that's me. I just
How often do you do that?
Oh, I haven't done it for a little while, but it'll probably need doing again in a month or two.
Oh, so, wow. I see. This is dirt. I avoid. I don't. This is a thing. This is what I hate. This is what I need help with. Deep cleans like that freak me out. I feel that I create more mess. I do. Okay. So this is me. I don't know how this happens.
Yeah.
Like, I will use a sponge to, you know, to clean the shower or the bathroom and stuff. And I'm hairy. And there's just like.
Oh, no.
And there's hair, right? That's normal, right? Yeah. Hair's normal. And, like, I seem to just create more hair. Like, it doesn't go away. Like, I clean it and then suddenly there's still a hair there.
Is it still on the sponge? Well, maybe you have to change your sponge.
No, I do it. Like, I rinse it too. I rinse the sponge. But it doesn't. I don't know. I feel like I just create more rather than get at less. Like, maybe it's my technique. My wiping technique.
Maybe. I don't know. You might have to I don't know. You might have to change.
This is
know.
Why I don't
sponges
like.
Sponges do like cling to things and they move things around more.
Yes.
So
but don't
I would
you like
get
when you wash them under, like when you rinse them out, shouldn't that clean everything?
Clean it off. Not all the time. No. Oh, no.
Okay.
I use a lot of disposable wipes as well, which is not great for the environment. But sometimes if I need just a spot clean and wipe something up, I've got to do it. And, you know, I've got to mop the floors and vacuum and things like that.
Oh, God.
I've got
you
to do all that.
You do stuff. See, I don't. Oh, see, don't come to my place then. You're going to.
I'm going to. I'm coming. That's it. Now you've invited me. But I need to, like, so I haven't physically hand washed my car, but I go through a non-touch laser kind of car wash, which is really cool.
Yeah.
For my non-existent kids and family in the car. So I just go through the car wash.
My dad washes my car when I go to Geelong.
Oh, Jesus. My dad's in Adelaide, so no, that's not going to happen. But I love it because you go in there and it just like, it really gets the car clean. And you keep on top of it. So I go in there like once every few weeks as well. But I do have a gardener.
You have a gardener?
Yeah. Because I live in the burbs, don't I? So I've got like an outside area.
Oh my God.
Which you might see if you come to my event soon. But I've got a patch of grass. I don't own a lawnmower because that means then I've got to buy one.
Yeah, so you outsource.
So I outsource, but he also like sprays the floor, the wall, like the garden fence of all the webs, the spider webs.
Okay.
He cleans out my garage, like sprays all the floor, cuts down all the bush on the side of the garage and the driveway. And he's actually not bad on the eye. And then round the other side
that
where my washing
helps.
Line is. It's a very weird shape, you'll see. There's like an area around the back where it catches the sun and there's a washing line and it goes around there. That gets full of weeds really quick. So he goes and pulls all that out, cleans it all. It's like, I think he charges like $50.
Great.
Anything like that. And it just saves me like a lot. And he actually cleans my front door. Like it's just.
I find doing chores is tiring.
It is.
I get tired. I don't know what's. what's going on, but I get tired and sore, and I know I've got a dodgy back. So
yeah,
it's a lot better now than what it used to be. So, you know, picking up things was just an effort. Like, that's why for me, chores, it's just an effort. It's not like, it's not effortlessly. It's
Have you got a Roomba?
A Roomba.
A Roomba robot.
Ah, well, okay. This brings me to my next topic, right? I don't have one of those, but what I do have is a cord. Oh, and your Dyson. I don't have the Dyson, but I have a cordless handheld, right? And oh my God, I tell you, moving to a home that has no carpet and is simply just wood.
Oh, yeah.
And tiles. It is so much easier to keep clean and just to like vacuum with like your cordless vacuum. I love it. I love a cordless vacuum.
I'm
vacuuming throughout the week. If I see like a little bit of dust in the corner, I'm like pulling out the dustbuster. Well, not the dustbuster. It's a LG.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'll just do that. And it's got the speed. So I'm like, I put it on turbo and within 15 minutes, I can do the whole apartment.
Wow.
Like seriously. And then I change batteries and then I just do the other bit.
Oh, nice.
It's like, it's really quick. So tip from Yanni.
Yeah.
Move into a place with no carpet, right?
Yeah.
And then get yourself a cordless vacuum. It is great.
It is great. I've got an upstairs. I've got a townhouse. It's annoying because I have to vacuum the stairs as well.
Yeah, no.
That dusts my head in.
So I'm like, decision made, no more carpet for me.
But you know what's really good about being single and doing your chores, especially housework and cleaning?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's loads of more chores you can do, not just housework, but I can do it in the buff.
Oh.
I can do it with no clothes on if I want. No one's going to come in and... Actually, I quite like it. Like, do especially you? If the sun's shining outside and I've got just my trainers on.
Do you have, like... Do you have curtains? Like, what...
No. The blinds are fully open.
Oh, miss... Oh,
there's a tint to my windows downstairs. Anyway, no one can see in properly anyway.
Oh, just the light streams
it's
in.
Like, yeah. But then if I have to go and put the rubbish out in the garden, I'm out there. The
re-energizes
sun's
you.
Yeah, well, you know, they have to say that thing about in the morning if you bend over and you lift your bum up to the sun, it charges your bum hole.
But I'm like, I don't even know what. Jono, we're talking about cleaning.
I know. What are you but cleaning? Whilst you're cleaning and in the nude, you can go outside in the garden when you're putting the bags out.
Right.
And if the sun's out, you can also recharge at the same time.
Do you need to be recharged?
It's like a phone, isn't it? You need to plug yourself in and charge.
I've never heard
Yanni
that.
Apparently, try it. I've never tried it, but I like it.
Here I thought you were doing it. I'm imagining you going out in your backyard recharging up.
No, I've never done it. I've always thought about it. Well, no, because also my neighbor's...
I've got a balcony. That means all of my street... Hello!
But my neighbor's bedroom looks over my garden. Oh, so if he looked over, he'd get the moon.
Oh, goodness me.
I know.
Goodness me. Do you know what I've discovered as a good little tip?
Go on.
That I'm doing my chores during my exercise routine.
What?
Yeah, so I do push-ups.
Yeah.
And I have I do like 7 sets.
Yeah.
And I take a 3-minute break between each set.
Yeah.
And I achieve so much during that 3 minutes 7 times because that's 21 minutes theoretically, right?
Yeah.
Of choring.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like a chore because I'm doing actually my exercise. I'm just doing that in between to fill the time.
So what are you doing in between exercising to clean or?
Well, the dishwasher.
Oh, okay.
Putting on a load of washing.
Yeah.
And maybe pulling out the little vacuum.
Oh, wow.
And just sort of, you know, I've got 3 minutes. It's like it's that way my body recovers and I'm cleaning. Yeah.
Have you ever, there's an English saying that we say when you're busy, that if you stick a broom up your ass,
you can
sweep the floor at the same time.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So if someone goes, if you're really busy, go, stick a broom up my bum, I'll sweep the floor. Oh, yeah. It's a saying. If anyone is out there listening and you have British family, and if you've heard of this saying, please let me know.
Yes, on Living Life
Instagram
Single.
Or text us or message us.
Messages on Living Life Single,
Living Life Single.
At joy.org.au.
Thank you, Yanni.
And you can also go via the Insta.
Which is what?
Living Life_Single. I hope.
Yeah, I think so. Just put Living Life Single in and Yanni and I will appear. Well, mainly Yanni, but...
only me at this point.
We're still figuring this out.
We're still figuring our socials out. It's going to be crazy.
But, there's so many other chores than just housework though, right? Like the mail, doing mail, like life admin kind of stuff, you know?
Do you know what? That's going to be a topic for another day.
Oh, it is a whole nother topic.
It's a whole nother topic because, you know, that just brings me a level of discomfort when you talk about life admin.
It isn't, right?
Because I feel that my whole life is just organizing and admin. I'm organizing stuff at work.
Yeah.
I'm organizing stuff for the show. Yeah. I need to organize my life. And I'm like, I feel like I don't switch off. That's a whole nother.
You never do. You never switch off. Your brain is always
on the go. Like, you've got to do that.
Yeah.
You've got to sort of figure that out.
And that's why I've always thought, could I even have an animal? Like, in between all this, like, because I'm a clean freak as well. Like, cleaning, having to pick up and clean. And I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't know if I probably would get used to it and sort of relax. But I am a chorer.
Yeah.
I do a lot of chores.
Yeah, see, I did not know this about you.
Mm.
So you have a spotless home.
Look, to other people on the outside, it's spotless and clean. It looks organized. But to me, I'm like, that needs doing. Like, my mind's constantly going, that needs cleaning.
Trust me, you don't want to come to my place.
No.
I'm like, I still got to, like, get rid of crap. I still got to, like, anyway. This is why I wanted to do the episode, because I have difficulty doing my chores.
Really?
I find them so distressing.
Well, you can hire people to do that.
Sure. Where am I going to...
Like, I think it's called a butler in the buff. You can get your chores done and get off at the same time.
And on that note...
You're on Joy 94.9 with Yanni and Jono. And we are talking chores.
Talking chores. Yes, yes, yes. I reckon we do a little summary of like, ooh, what we've covered, like the little tips and tricks and all that kind of stuff. So first one was dishwasher.
Yes.
Right. Get yourself a dishwasher, people.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a date.
But one or two. Now, look, some people might like doing chores.
Yeah.
Right? We didn't actually discuss that. That was on my topics to discuss. No. But anyway.
But I think the main tip is just be on top of it. Just do a little bit every day, or just clean up as you go.
And how does one do that, Jono? Because I struggle.
Well, I have the dishwasher. Like, no, not really. I just make sure I'm putting things away in the dishwasher, put that away, clean that up. I have a damp cloth that I have bleached, like, near the sink, and I'll just wipe the sides every now and again just to keep that down. Mm-hmm. The duster, maybe midweek, right, just go over some of the sides.
So clean as you go.
Clean as you go.
We've got dishwasher. We've also got the cordless vacuum.
Yes, I love a cordless.
Like, definitely, if you don't have one, invest in a cordless.
Mm.
What you've got to do.
Yeah.
I think it's...
Make sure it's charged. That would be a top tip.
Yes, that's...
There's nothing more annoying that you want to get that little spot or that crumb on the floor, and actually you go to reach for the cordless and it's not charged.
Yeah, no, mine's always charged. So you got to do that.
Pet peeve. And make sure I'd like to make sure that my washing's separated. So when it comes to doing it, I've got towels and sheets in one and, like, shirts and stuff in the other, and I just put it in and...
Separate it during the week. Okay, yeah. Do you know what helps? Look, I think one of the benefits, and I don't know if employers are going to like this, but working from home.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You can quickly just chuck on a load of washing.
Yeah.
You can quickly just pull out the vacuum.
It's been life changing.
Your weekends are so much freer when you just sort of tidy things up a little bit. As you're working from home, it just means that you have a better work-life balance, I reckon.
I think so, and that's important. And it really does help with that. So that's another great tip, actually.
Yeah, just work from home and do it.
Just work from home.
if it can, like, you know, chuck in a little chore here and there.
Well, I have a calendar, like an organizer on the wall that is, like, you can...
So that's your tip?
Yeah, it's got, like, you wipe it off. So it's one of those you can just wipe everything off.
So you kind of do schedule or do, like, a visual?
Well, just, like, it's visual for me. Like, I've got an appointment on these days at the hospital or wherever. I've got this on the weekend, hanging out with Yanni at Joy here on the, on a Tuesday.
You love it.
You know what I mean? So I just like to visualize things. And if I know I'm going to do a clean, I plan it. But I try and keep on top of everything. Yeah.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah.
Guess what that brings us to, Jono?
Oh, exciting.
Have a guess.
What is it? Is it? Where it we is. Talk about what's been positive and what's been
It's your favorite
not so
part
positive.
Of the show.
It is my favorite part.
You know what? We should get a jingle for this.
We're going to get a jingle, people.
For the second grid. Oh, yeah. By the way, everyone.
Oh.
We're on the second grid. We're doing this for the whole year.
Is this an exclusive?
I don't know.
It's an exclusive.
We're allowed to even mention it.
Well, we have.
We just have, right?
What are you going to do? Fire us?
We're going to be. We're going to be on next the next half of the year, but we have a different time. So I think we'll just wait till we...
And until it's 1,000% comfort. You never know here in the land of media. Things can change. But we have basically agreed and accepted to continue living life single.
Yeah.
Because we are still living life single.
I know, right?
So we've got more topics to discuss. So we've got
more topics to discuss, right? Amazing. Yeah. So yes, it's that time. What's been good, Jono?
Look, what's been good is that I found out recently a person's worth, and
I can't
really say anything. But talking about doing chores, I think the best thing about this is that I've put the trash out in the bin where they belong.
Oh, so you're talking about a spiritual worth, like not a dollar amount, like was it your own worth?
My worth is just I'm quite happy. Ow, I've just banged my shin on the desk. but no, just a good thing is that
I shouldn't laugh at that. No, it's funny.
No, my shin is really hurting right now. But a good thing is that I found out someone's true colors.
Oh, good on you.
And it for me it's absolutely fine.
Wonderful, amazing.
You know that song by Queen? And it goes, another one bites the dust.
Oh, I thought you were going to say True Colors with...
That's also a great
Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper, she was here recently. Love that song.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. How about you, Yanni? What's been going on?
Hang on, did you have anything
not great? No, nothing not great. No. I think there was a part of that sentiment that was probably not great, but the actual outcome is weighs out the negative more than the... Yeah.
Yeah,
I just had a brain fart. But no, yes. So thank you. About yourself, what's going on?
I've generally had a good week, and I think for me, I've just been really reading some good kind of books, and I've been sort of meditating in the morning, and it's just been doing that, and that's been really helping. And
that's
I mentioned that last week, but I can't remember. But it's actually. I wake up in the morning, I put on my it's already like recorded on my phone. So I literally get up, I move to the lounge room, I put on the heater, put on my dressing gown, I'm half asleep, I press play, and then I just meditate. And it's really, really helping. I'm feeling really good.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do that I wouldn't want to just, wake someone up or anything. So... yeah, I'm loving just being able to do that when I want and how I want to do it. So it's been a good week.
Yeah, nice. I love that.
And I'm also going on a date tomorrow. So,
What? You left that one to the end.
I did because we're running out of time.
Oh, how convenient. You just slipped that one in there at the end. Well, I'm going to drill him after this. I'm going to find out and then we'll talk about it on next time when we're here at Joy 94.9.
All right, everyone. You have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.